I know we've been covering this Britney Spears, Jamie Lynn thing, and you thought that when we first started talking about it, it was going to be like, yeah, so the Britney fans went after Jamie Lynn, and she has a book, and that was going to be it. And then we came back and told you that Britney had posted this whole thing about Jamie Lynn, because Jamie Lynn is out there, like, selling this book about Britney, which is like... Bitch, write a book about yourself. I don't know why she feels the need to write about her sister. Like, this has to be the end of a friendship, because here's the thing. As somebody who writes books, whenever I write about somebody specific and I know that they're going to be included in the book, when I write a nonfiction book, I get their permission, or I run it by them, or I say, hey, I'm going to write this story about you. Or we do an interview and I say, okay, this is the interview, and they know what they've said, and I tell them what parts of the interview I'm going to use, and I make sure ahead of time, because A, I don't want to get sued, and B, I'm not trying to fight with people. I'm not trying to like get out there and be scandalous. I'm trying to give good information.
Do you ever have to send them the copy or what you said about them before you publish it, or you don't even worry about that?
Sometimes I do. I don't have to, but I just do it anyway, because I just want good juju with people. So if I interview a celebrity, or I find that the minor celebrities are the ones that care the most. So if you're like B-list or D-list, those are the people whose publicists are like, before you publish anything,
we want first refusal.
Exactly. We want to see what part of the interview you're going to use. And I've had them say, you know what, in retrospect, Sam doesn't feel comfortable with you including that part of it. And then I have to decide with my editor if I'm going to do it or not. And most of the time I don't, because like I said, I'm not trying to piss anyone off. I'm trying to just tell a story. It's just part of the narrative. It's one thing if I was writing a book, like, let's say, about Kim Kardashian, and I got some quotes from her, and then she was like, you know what, I don't think I want to use, sorry bitch, sorry, it's, the book is written, this is all about you, you gave me the quotes, tough shit. But most of the books I write about celebrity are just like, the specific celebrities that I talk to are beside the point. You know, they're just a little extra window dressing to make it look a little better. So if they say don't publish that part, I'm happy not to. You know, now I do that because I'm not an asshole. But if I were Jamie Lynn Spears and I was writing a book that was supposed to be about my life, but yet I threw my very famous sister under the bus on a regular basis in the book and wrote stories that were just completely untrue, I would have run it by Britney first. Not only did Britney have a shitty 13 years, but I want to have a relationship with my sister. I'd want her to love me. I want her to know that I'm here to support her. Jamie Lynn has thrown down the gauntlet. I no longer feel badly for everyone who's going after her. At first, I was like, the Britney fans, you know, we should step back a little bit. No, it's all out war. Jamie Lynn Spears is a bully. And some of the things she has said publicly on podcasts, on interviews for this book, have been not just lies, but like, I mean, bullying, downright mean about poor Britney.
Speaking from somebody who has no siblings, you have no brothers or sisters. If you had them like I do, then game on.
Well, I think it's different once your siblings are famous. And it's very interesting, even though, yes, I have no siblings, that is true. But I've had a very interesting life in terms of the fact that I have been friends with a lot of people whose siblings are very famous. Like, when I was a kid, my mom was working with this guy who was Taylor Dane's brother. And I remember him telling us stories about Taylor Dane. You know, that was like when I was a little kid. Well, when I got older, I was in an acting class. I was acting, but I was more interested in like directing and writing. But I was in this acting class with this girl, Lisa, and she and I were super tight. We were doing all these scenes together, and her name was Lisa Roberts. I never put two and two together until one day she said, I'm meeting my sister for coffee after we do our scene. why don't you come have coffee with us? And I was like, all right, fine. So I go and I leave Lisa's apartment with her. Or she came to my place, actually. We left the apartment. We go over to grab coffee, and there's her sister, Julia Roberts, sitting there.
Mm. I knew your name was Roberts. I never put it together.
Well, no, because Roberts is a common last name. Right. I never thought about it. I was like, yeah, your sister. I never even asked, what does your sister do for a living? She's in town. I knew that Lisa was from, like, I don't know, somewhere in Midwest, South, whatever. She's not from New York. Mm. So I was like, the sister's in town. We'll go grab her coffee with her, and we'll show her what New York City life is like. And, you know, anyway, so there was Julia Roberts. And my very first foray into radio, Jennifer Lopez's sister, Linda Lopez, was the person that hired me at my first radio station, took me under her wing, and gave me my first, second, and third radio job, found me a boyfriend. We went shopping all the time. She dressed me. I mean, I was like her little protege, you know? And granted, when I first met her, J-Lo was not J-Lo. She had done like one or two movies. She had no music out yet. She wasn't super famous
yet. She was a fly girl, but, and that was pretty much it.
She was a fly girl, and she had done that one movie with George Clooney. But On the Six hadn't been out yet, you know, when I first. But what I'm saying is, I've known enough people who have siblings that are ridiculous, like A-list famous. I mean, A-list famous, maybe not Taylor Dane, but certainly J-Lo and Julia Roberts. Mm-hmm. You can agree that those two people are pretty fucking famous. So as the sibling of somebody that is really fucking famous. I get that Jamie Lynn had her own show on Nickelodeon. I get that she had her own career. I get that she was not a complete nobody. But I just think that when your sister is that famous, especially now with social media, I don't understand where Jamie Lynn is coming from. I don't understand it. So she's writing all this stuff in this book that seems to be like total lies. And of course, Brittany is letting us know. She is taking all of this to Instagram. So today, once again, she posted this big, giant post. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's very long. So go to Britney Spears' Instagram if you want to see the whole thing. But here are some of the highlights. So I guess Jamie Lynn tells a story of after Britney and Justin Timberlake broke up and Britney came home and she was feeling really down and she was super close with Justin Timberlake's family and now she's home with her shitty family wanting some support, and instead Jamie Lynn treated her like shit. And she's like, I get it, you were 12, but you just booked a Nickelodeon show. And I remember saying, damn, like, how the hell does a 12-year-old land a Nickelodeon show? So she's happy and supportive, but Jamie Lynn is not giving her the same support. In fact, she made things miserable. And at the time, the mom and dad had just split up, and the mom was on pain medication. She can barely hold a conversation because she was just more messed up than anything else. So Brittany says, you know, I remember her sitting on the floor in a conversation. She never got up. And I'm sorry, Jamie Lynn, I wasn't strong enough to do what should have been done, which was slap you and mama right across your fucking faces.
Wow.
So that's like, I know.
But that was also 20 years ago.
But that's what Jamie Lynn is writing about in her book.
Mm-hmm.
And she's writing about it as if, you know, things were going good in my life and Britney came home and she was making it about her. Excuse me. She just broke up with her boyfriend, the beloved Justin Timberlake, publicly. And she was super close with his family and came home and needed some support. And you were like, me, me, me. So anyway, so she goes on to talk about how Brittany, I guess, listened to this one podcast that she was on, and she's like, I don't know why you had to do a 2-hour interview about, you know, me and basically lies. But here's the interesting part. Brittany finally says, you know, everything you've been saying is completely degrading to me. Oh, but you don't want to keep talking about it because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, yet you let it linger forever saying you felt unsafe with me. And you know what? Fuck you, Jamie Lynn.
Wow.
Right.
And hit send. Wow.
This is on Instagram. She posted this on Instagram. Fuck you, Jamie Lynn. My mouth was on the floor the way you talked back to mama when I came home. I was shocked out of my mind. You were fucking hateful. Yeah.
You know what? Send her a text. Don't put it on Instagram because your fans are already, you know, saying things to Jamie Lynn's kids. Keep this out of the public because now you're bringing the kids and everybody else into it. You don't need to do that.
All right. Normally, I'd say yes. Normally, I would agree with you about that and say, like, this should be between you and your sister. But here's the thing. Britney Spears has not had family supporting her. Her dad abused her financially and physically and emotionally and all that kind of stuff. And now, like, we're hearing that the dad's going to get indicted because all these things that happened to him, he used Britney's money, which he wasn't supposed to do. So he basically stole money from her. Like, I think at one point there was a restraining order against him and he hired an attorney and had Britney pay for it. But that's not her job to, that's not where the money's supposed to come from. So he's going to get indicted. This is going to be pretty big right here. The mom wasn't there for her. The dad wasn't there for her. Her boyfriends along the way have not been great choices. You know, Kevin Federline was long gone. The only people that have been there to support Britney are her fans. So we are her family, so she's going to include us in this narrative because we are the ones. I mean, if you look at all the, if you go to that post and you look at every single comment, they're all like, get it, queen, tell her, queen, spill the tea, I'm on your side, don't let her bully you, fuck that bitch. It is 100% support. It is the, every word in there are the things that her friends and family should be saying and are not. So that's why she's sharing it with us, because we are her real family. We are her real friends. We're the only people that have been there for her, buying her music, standing by her, hashtag free Britney. And you know what? I love that. I'm so sick of celebrities that do not appreciate their fans. Britney's the opposite. She over-appreciates. She appreciates us maybe a little too much, but she really, really appreciates us.
Yeah, I just think you keep it out of the wackos that are going to go after Jamie Lynn's kids, you know, and with death threats. And
Jamie Lynn brought it upon herself. Nobody asked her to write a book about Britney. Write a book about your life, about being 12 years old on television. Tell your own story. But don't sit there and make up lies about your famous sister just to get some press. Because the thing is, Jamie Lynn's life is fucking boring compared to Britney's. So she's glomming onto Britney and taking some of those stories and making, it's like a tell-all book, and no one asked her to tell all. Yeah, this is going to sever their relationship for good.
How much money is Britney going to get from a book deal?
Britney?
Yeah, if she comes out with a book and talks about the last 20 years, it's going to be huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I don't know that she'll do it anytime soon. I don't think, maybe she, I mean, that's one of the suggestions people were making, that she should get a ghostwriter and tell her side of the story in another book to kind of, you know, instead of doing like a clap back on Twitter or Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, just you write your book, you know, read it into a recorder and then hand it to somebody and say, type this.
I'll write it for her.
Yeah, you've written 7 books. You can do it.
Maybe that should be my 8th book. Just really delving into Britney Spears. I mean, we've interviewed her. Maybe I can get another interview with her.
Right. You could call it hashtag free Britney. There you go. Be huge.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I know. And then you have your own hashtag. The real free Britney.
Right.
Britney is free.
Or maybe like, maybe I'm better off calling it like toxic.
Ooh. Toxic, the real Britney story.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Jamie Lynn.
Yeah. No, really, that would be the title of the book. The main title, Toxic, a beautiful picture of Britney on the cover. The real story about Britney Spears. Parentheses, fuck you, Jamie Lynn.
All of your books have to have a title this long, so might as well make it that long.
You know, she follows me on Twitter. Maybe I should DM her.
Yeah, say, we came up with a great idea. Here you go.
I'd love to write your book.
Yeah, just talk to me for an hour on the phone, and then I'll write a book.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you can do all the interviews. She doesn't have to do that. You can go and promote it.
Well, no, it'd be the kind of thing where I would go and basically move in with her for like a week and just, you know, sit down and get her whole story, just interview the fuck out of her for a week.
Yeah, I want, you know, like, I want to know everything. I want to know the past 20 years, year by year, what was going on. When you walked into that bathroom without shoes on, I want to know everything about it.
I want to go back further. I want to go back to the very first time that they sent her to Star Search when she was a child and stuck her up there, you know, with, what the hell was the guy's name who hosted Star Search? He was the co-host on...
Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon, yeah.
I might read a book.